Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 the hour. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. I'm downtown Virginia Beach, which is hard by to Hampton Roads, Virginia, the eastern shore of Virginia. Over here on, I think I'm pretty close to the Elizabeth River and a couple of other rivers around here. A lot of water, a lot of beautiful countries, wonderful part of the world. Steve Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning small business owner, the recipient of the Town Bank Small Business Award, is still with us. He's been with us now for a segment. He's going to stay with us just a couple of minutes longer. Steve, thanks for hanging out with me. And we're going to bring in Jack Hornbeck now. Jack is the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Hampton Roads, which is a neighboring town to Virginia Beach. Jack, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you very much, and welcome to Hampton Roads.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's good to be here. Thank you for hosting me over here, by the way. I appreciate that very much. We're going to get to that in a minute. Before we do, I think you know Steve Copley pretty well. And I want you to kind of make the Town Bank Award right now. We're going to do it later on in person to person, but do it right now in my show.
Well, Steve, I've known Steve Copeland for many, many years. And in fact, he was at one time, where I first got to know him is when he was actually doing a lot of work in helping to support the development of small business here in Hampton Roads, working with our SBDC. And, of course, he now has moved on to some very successful projects. But this award, which grew out of an award called the Hollerin Award, and it was intended to be given to the organization or individual that we would consider to be a champion of small business. And I think that in Steve's case, this is probably long past due because of all of the work that he has done in just helping to nurture small business here in this market. So it's really a great pleasure for me personally, not just as a representative of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce, to have Steve receive this award today.
Steve, there's your award. What do you got to say about that?
Hey, it's a wonderful honor. I appreciate it, and I'm glad to have been able to help so many small businesses, and I'm kind of glad to be able to get out on my own and be the recipient, the owner of the business myself.
Yeah.
It was a good transition for me to be able to take all the experiences that I've had and get into some of my own projects where it was my own capital and my own rewards from it.
Well, absolutely, and of course, that's basically the definition of a small business, isn't it? Small business owner, of an entrepreneur. And Jack, when I read and hear about Steve, he's really an inspiration for small business owners everywhere, and a model for not only being a successful business owner, but giving back to the community. What do you think, Jack?
Well, that's what he's done, and I primarily know him from his giving back, and there are a number of very successful businesses today that really are in place because Steve was, there to help them when they needed the leg up and the assistance. And so he's just a great guy and someone who is well-deserving of this.
Yeah. Well, Steve, congratulations on the award. And I'm going to see you later today. I'll be there at the luncheon today. When you receive your award, I'm looking forward to meeting you face to face.
I'm looking forward to listening to you and meeting you. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Thanks for being here and thanks for hanging out with us. Now, Jack, say bye to John to Steve.
All right, Steve, I'll see you later, huh?
Jack, thank you so much. I'll see you this afternoon.
All right, great.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right, that's just you and me, Jack. And Jack, by the way, folks, Jack is the president. Jack Hornbeck is president and CEO of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. Now, Hampton Roads and Virginia Beach are neighbors, aren't they?
Well, no, they're actually Hampton Roads is the all-inclusive region that includes Virginia Beach along with Norfolk, Portsmouth, Chesapeake, and Suffolk. So
you thank
actually
you for, Thank you for straightening me out on that.
I know. We do have occasionally geographic problems of explaining who we actually are, but
it's not just my problem. It's a problem for other people. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's a problem that we have in the sense that most folks will know where Virginia Beach is, or they'll know where Norfolk is. They don't necessarily know a Hampton Roads, but that's the name we have.
Well, I am glad you cleared that up. I think probably I'm not in the minority, maybe on people who aren't from here.
No, you certainly aren't.
Now what I like to remind people that the people who run chambers of commerce fit into two classes. One are the professionals who are like yourself, people who have decided to make their living shepherding these herd of cat businesses and stakeholders in chambers of commerce. You've chosen that as a way of life, as a profession. And the other group are the volunteers, people like Steve, who was just on, people like me. I've been a member of my chamber of commerce for 31 years.
Oh, really?
I was only six when I joined.
And, congratulations.
I believe in chambers, Jack, and my audience knows that. In fact, they're rolling their eyes right now because they think I'm going to go off on another one of my little chamber scenarios. But I'm so glad to have you here. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for having me be here. Tell the audience a little bit about your Chamber of Commerce.
Well, our organization, the Hampton Roads Chamber, actually is a very old organization. We were created originally as the Norfolk Portsmouth Chamber of Commerce in 1801. And if you think that, you know, chambers only go back as far as the founding of this country, we are really within the, you know, the ten oldest continuously operating chambers in the country. But as we move forward into time, in the early 1980s, the business community didn't see issues necessarily ending at jurisdictional boundaries, and so they decided to combine five chambers into one, which is how we operate today.
Very good. And when we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us how that's working out for you.
Okay.
It's 10-10, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Hornbeck is our guest. He's the president and CEO of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. That's his whole area, folks. Virginia Beach and all the other areas. Mr. Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, and one man, one guitar. You got to see this guy doing this on television or video somewhere. It's incredible performance. Welcome back at 7-till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Hampton Roads area. I got it all straight now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the Hampton Roads region of Virginia, the Eastern Shore. Virginia, where a lot of seafood down here, wonderful seafood, and I'm visiting with Jack Hornbeck, ladies and gentlemen, who's the president and CEO of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce, which is one big chamber combined from formerly five chambers. Here's a quick question for you, Jack. You didn't see coming. Are the soft shell crabs running this time of year over here?
I'm sorry, Jim. Say again. The what?
The soft shell crabs. Are the soft shell crabs running over here this time
of
year?
You would ask me the one question I cannot answer.
Come on, Jack.
I believe they run earlier, but I'm not 100% certain.
Well, my buddies up in Maryland tell me that they're running up there again.
Well, if they're running up there, they must be running here.
Well, I've got to stump you with at least one question. See that?
You did a very good job of that.
Well, see, that's what talk show hosts do. That way it makes us look smarter, see?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, tell us about how your chamber combined five chambers successfully. I think that's a great story.
Well, primarily it was because the business community did not see issues of concern to them necessarily ending at a jurisdictional boundary. And so the five chambers have been meeting informally for many years, and they had gone through a sort of a retreat. And when they got together and started talking about, you know, what their particular interests were, their individual interests, they saw immediately that no, their individual interests were the common interest of the other four chambers in the room. And so that led to the discussion. We've got to come up with a better plan. And so we. As a result of
what
that,
what a healthy result, Jack. I mean, that kind of a meeting could have gone the other way real easy.
Well, I think those that felt back then that the idea of a merger was a good idea were pretty confident as to what the outcome was going to be. And but we had been moving. I had previous experience here in the late 70s working for the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce. And back then, you know, we could see that the business community really felt, a commonality of interest, even though they might be in different cities.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of provincial attitudes. There's a lot of egos that get involved when you start combining chambers, economic development organizations, and all that, and you got the politicians involved. I'm impressed that you guys pull that off. Tell me, one of the things that I like talking about chambers, Jack, is how important chambers are to communities, because you guys cut across all the boundaries, don't you?
Well, we are a community economic development organization. Our job, of course, is to help businesses be successful, because we believe, all good things come from the success of business. They're paying taxes, they're providing jobs, the spending that takes place, and that sort of thing. So from our perspective, our primary responsibility is to help business to be successful. But you cannot ignore all the other, kind of social community issues that come into
play. The arts, sports, politics, I mean, you guys, education, you cut across all those boundaries in a way that no other organization can.
Well, we have to, because all of that contributes to the overall quality of life, which contributes to the competitiveness of a particular market.
And that's the reason why I tell my audience, if you're not a member of the Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why.
Well, that's the question that we ask. We're very pleased with the success that we've had in membership development and retention, even through a tough economy. Our market penetration is very competitive, looking at markets of our size around the country. We have a very strong board of directors, very strong leadership, people that we can really count on, and represented all segments, diversity in any way that you choose to define it. And
In the next hour, I'm going to interview your chairman of the small business organization of your chamber, which I think is great for chambers to have a separate division that just focuses on small business.
Well, that's you're going to talk to Ron Ritter, who's a terrific guy and has been a key volunteer leader of our organization for many years.
Right, and we're going to talk about how to segment a Chamber of Commerce so that it actually can focus on different divisions, especially the small business division. Jack, I need your website, please.
Our website is www.hrccva.com.
Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce Chamber in Virginia, hrccva.com.
Or just hamptonroadschamber.com, either one.
Oh, hey, I like that too. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Thanks for hosting me. Thanks for bringing me over. We're going to have a good time later today. Looking forward to seeing you.
We'll see you then, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Jack Hornbeck, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection, and join your Chamber of Commerce today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.